This is Coventry Hospital Radio.
Now it's time for our guest who's on the line right now. The Shakespeare Club of Stratford-upon-Avon, celebrating its 200th anniversary this year, and led the Shakespeare pageant for the Bard's birthday a few weeks back. They walked through the town, and that was great. My guest is Sylvia Morris. She's secretary and historian of the club. Welcome, Sylvia.
Hello, Bob, and thank you very much for talking to me today.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. And a big celebration, as it was founded in 1824.
That's right, 200 years. It's really quite a record, isn't it?
It is indeed. Well, okay, we'll delve into the history shortly. But first of all, what does it do today, the Shakespeare Club? What is it about?
Well, the club today is really most made up just of people who like Shakespeare. I think that's all you... That's the only qualification, really, is that you like a bit of Shakespeare. Because what we do is we have talks, one talk a month given at the Methodist Hall on Tuesday evenings. And we have a whole succession of really interesting speakers coming to talk to us. Some of them are local, because, of course, we've got lots and lots of really wonderful Shakespeare speakers here in Stratford.
Mm.
But also we get people from all over the country, even all over the world, to come and talk to us. So this year we've already had one speaker who is a local researcher who came to talk to us about music and particularly musicians in the theatre of Shakespeare's time and how they were regarded and what they did. And our final talk this year is going to be Catherine Harkup, who's an academic, well, a scientist, actually, who has examined Shakespeare's preoccupation with death.
What a happy subject.
It sounds grim, doesn't it? But I'm assured that it's not going to be at all morbid. And because she's a scientist, she's going to be sort of examining whether Shakespeare's methods of killing people off really stack up, how they worked, and whether how much he might have actually known, I think, about different methods of killing people. I'm so sorry to sound grim, but you know.
That's just good for a hospital audience. Thank you very much.
I'm sure it'll be very interesting and entertaining.
You've also had Sergei Heitner there, haven't you? The man who runs the Bridge Theatre, amongst other things.
We've had, our presidents. We've had a whole succession of wonderful presidents working for the club, who we have a different president every year, and it's always somebody distinguished who comes and talks to us. They come and talk for one lecture. One of our lectures is a talk by them. And yes, this year we've had academic Emma Smith, who spoke on the 400th anniversary of the publication of the first folio. But we've had lots of other distinguished people, including Harriet Walter, who came last year. Yes, Nicholas Heitner, who gave a really inspiring talk about what Shakespeare means to him, really. He wasn't talking about his own work. He was just talking about Shakespeare's influence on his life. It was a wonderful, wonderful talk. And we've had people like Judy Dench, Jeremy Irons, and next year we're going to have the Gregory Doran, who has just retired heading the RSC. And as I'm sure you and many of your listeners will know, Greg Doran has spent his entire adult life really devoted to Shakespeare. So he's going to be a fascinating speaker because he will, I hope, delve deep into his memories and his impressions of life with Shakespeare.
That'll be really interesting from Greg.
Yeah,
and you've got two new artistic directors at the Royal Shakespeare Theatre from now, haven't we?
We have. We're very much hoping that at some point we may get them to come and speak to us. But the trouble with people when they are artistic directors is that they're so busy.
Mm.
They don't really have time to do this kind of commitment, because we ask people to come for a talk. We also ask them to perhaps contribute to the club in other ways. So Emma Smith, for instance, came to our celebratory tea. So she actually came and she gave the a speech. She talked a little bit about Shakespeare, but she also did the immortal memory, which is the main toast to Shakespeare, the immortal memory of William Shakespeare, and she did that. She cut our birthday cake for us, wielding the knife like Lady Macbeth, as she put it. and she's been wonderful. And other people like Emma Rice. I don't know if you know of her.
Yes,
but
I came to that one.
she's another theatre director who we've had as our president, and she was wonderful. She came to walk with us in the procession for Shakespeare's birthday the following year, which was, again, lovely to have the input from a president. As I say, they're always somebody distinguished.
And she's got the Wise Children Company, hasn't she? She's got the Budder of Suburbia at the Swan in Stratford.
Yes, and while she was here in Stratford, her work in Stratford has been quite limited. But yes, she did... she was doing a play which was on tour, the Wise Children play was on tour while she was our president, and we took a coach party over to Coventry to see it a few weeks after she'd spoken to us. So again, that was a lovely event.
Right, it sounds very busy.
The club does some very nice things.
It does, doesn't it? It sounds busy for members if they join the club. We'll get on to how they join in a minute, but for a moment, let's have a piece of music and we'll come back to Sylvia Morris shortly.
Bob Griffiths, Coventry Hospital Radio.
Well, we're talking with my guest on the show today, Sylvia Morris, Secretary and Historian of the Shakespeare Club of Stratford-upon-Avon. Hello again, Sylvia.
Hello.
Did you like that piece of music, Beatles, In My Life? I thought that fitted nicely.
I do.
Oh, good. And now, let's talk about the birthday celebrations, or more particularly, what happened in 1824.
Yes, well, the club was founded in 1824, but at the time, there really wasn't any Shakespearean activity very much going on in Stratford. There certainly wasn't an organisation called the Shakespeare anything, so different from today where you fall over places called the Shakespeare something, don't you? And now, of course, Shakespeare Club is very much just one of the minor organisations that's celebrating Shakespeare in Stratford. But back in 1824, that was completely different. And it was really a group of local businessmen, small individual businessmen, tradesmen, who decided that they needed to do something to celebrate Shakespeare and his life. So they met at the Falcon Inn, and they set up this club, about 20 of them, we think, although we're not entirely sure. And they weren't specialists, they were just ordinary people. And they just decided, first of all, they were just going to have a celebration, which was initially just a meal. So they just had a nice dinner in the town hall, and that was all they did to begin with. But very quickly, they realised that they ought to be doing a lot more, and they started to organise a celebration for Shakespeare's birthday in the town. And they organised the very first costumed procession anywhere in the world of Shakespeare's plays. So people dressed up, quite a lot of them were local people, dressed up as Shakespearean characters, and they paraded through the town, watched by thousands and thousands of onlookers. It took 3 hours for them to go all the way around the town. 3 hours, I know. And quite something for such a small organisation and such a small town as well.
Where did they get the inspiration to do this then? Were there things going on that they said, oi, we've got this guy here, he's a son of this town, he's doing these great plays. Would they have seen some of the plays?
Yes. They probably had seen some of the plays. Mm. They would have read some of the plays.
Right.
And there was a kind of memory in the town of the Garrick Jubilee, which had happened in 1769.
Ah, right.
Now, Garrick rather famously brought his entire Jubilee to Stratford, which was a 3-day event, but he didn't actually perform any of Shakespeare's plays in that. But it was an awful lot about David Garrick doing a lot of stuff. You know, he gave speeches, he did a lot of reciting, there was a lot of music being played, there were dances, there were all sorts of things going on. But he didn't have a procession of Shakespeare's play characters from his plays, and they didn't perform any of the plays. But there had been plays performed in town before that, but most of them, if they did perform them, they took place in barns, which had been converted into theatres temporarily. So very, very inadequate facilities. And of course the club also started to think about ways that they could improve that as well.
Yeah, indeed. And you keep it going year in, year out. Your group of 100 or so. New members, welcome.
Sorry?
New members, welcome.
Oh yes, of course. Yes. New members are always welcome. You can find out how to join on our website. But people can also come along to a single meeting if they want to. And we've got the last meeting of the season coming up on the 14th of May. And if people want to come along to that, they're very welcome to join. The information, again, is on the website. Yes.
Death by Shakespeare. Yes. Oh, dear. Yeah, sounds
Death
good.
Death by Shakespeare. Yes, and Catherine Harkup, as I say, I'm sure it won't be morbid. I'm sure it'll be really entertaining.
You're not putting the St. John's Ambulance on standby, are you?
I don't think she's going to bring any stage blood with her.
Good.
I don't think it's going to be that sort of a talk, but I'm looking forward to it myself very much.
And the website is stratfordshakespeareclub.org, is it not?
It's Stratford. I have to just pause for a moment. It's stratfordshakespeareclub.org.uk. Yes.
Okay, that's good. Or even find it on Google if they put it in the search engine.
Yes, you can find it fairly easily. Yeah. And we're also on Facebook. We have a Facebook page as well. And again, you just search for Stratford Shakespeare Club.
Wonderful.
And you'll find our Facebook page where we put information on there as well.
Okay. Well, that's great. That's brilliant, Sylvia. Fascinating to learn all about that. Sylvia Morris there, secretary and historian of the Shakespeare Club of Stratford-upon-Avon. Sylvia, thank you very much indeed for coming on the show.
Thank you very much, Bob. It's been lovely.
Pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bob Griffiths, Coventry Hospital Radio.